This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Is it free to dream? It's been more than four decades since Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And while the speech is one of the best known and most powerful ever delivered, it also gave rise to an interesting lawsuit over just exactly who owns it. The question was, once a speech is heard by millions, does it belong to us all? Dr. King did not secure federal copyright protection for his speech until a month after he gave it, but for the next 20 years, Dr. King's estate controlled the speech. Then in the 1990s, CBS used the speech in a historical documentary, and the estate sued. The court that first heard the case held that giving the speech to hundreds of thousands and broadcasting it to millions placed it into the public domain. But the 11th Circuit reversed, holding that performance is not enough, that only if a work is printed and distributed to the general public does it belong to us all. The case was eventually settled, but the message is loud and clear. If you want to hear I Have a Dream, no problem. If you want to make money from it, you probably ought to check with your lawyer first. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.